Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so no matter what is required of by state is to put competitive projects that we think not only can fulfill what the public has asked us to do, and unquestionably the public is asking us for transit, but also advance projects that have a good likelihood of funding. And look, I'm a little disappointed. I'd love to develop light rail. I think it's a great and successful venue in St. Louis. But we just couldn't make the numbers work. So we're pivoting to something we think can work. Very viable option, very successful for transit in St. Louis, BRT.
With the aspect of it not working, was it just the federal dollars, or was it the scale of the project shrinking over the years to where, you know what, if we're going to put all this work in, better to do it right. Something scaled down like this isn't the best approach. Was that a factor as well?
Yeah, there's several different factors here, and certainly when we go through the detailed engineering, some of those emerge. There's no question that the inflationary cycle and what's been happening in the construction market over the past several years have had a huge effect on this project. So we always go into a value engineering phase where we're looking at technical aspects of how we can save money in a project like that. So we would save money on one aspect, as an example, utility relocations, but then we were getting killed with steel and concrete. Those markets have just moved up exponentially, very hard for us to respond to. And the numbers are the numbers. So you need to take those numbers and be sure that we can still afford them.
What will the bus route look like? Are these going to be new buses that are brought in, or are routes going to be shifted around? Like, how new is this going to be?
Very similar routing, what we're talking about. We certainly want to work at the corridor, really a north-south corridor. And we've had a lot of success in that corridor. And quite frankly, in transit terms, that's what the public has been asking for. Remember, a number one bus line is indeed the Grant, number 70. Gets great ridership. But really what we're talking about as far as the conveyance is we're talking about enhanced buses, 60 foot and above, essentially a train with rubber wheels, right? Where we have the kind of service and frequency that we see in BRT that really is a very active line. So we would still have stations, maybe a dedicated right-of-way. One of the things that Room 200 and the city has asked for is looking at the right-of-way and doing the parallel enhancements, the bike trails, the pedestrian access, good stations, in impacting the lighting and the streetscape. We want to see it as a whole street solution, and we think that BRT is a pretty attractive option.
What happens to the tax dollars that were approved by voters? Can these just be moved to something like this, or does this need to go before the taxpayers again for another vote?
So definitely the 2017 tax was pretty specific about Metrolink. We need to take a look at that. And the mayor's office, we've worked out a couple of strategies to try to look at that to be sure that we're careful. Is there some risk there? Is there some outreach that we need to do with the public? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And we plan on doing that. And that's part of the reason why we want to advance this so we can understand what is our product here. And one of the things with that the engineering team can do is they can give us something essentially to sell, to talk to the public about, to talk to aldermen and women about, to be sure that we're making the right move.
So this does need to go before the taxpayers again, before that money can be tapped into?
That is not my determination. Obviously, what I need to do is be sure that I'm advancing the project as far as the engineering and so on. That kind of decision is beyond my pay grade, so to speak. But we certainly are looking at all those aspects from a legal standpoint. Really, remember, it's an economic development, essentially an eco-devo tax, right? There's no question that bus rapid transit is an economic development. So there is some gray area in there, but part of our process is being sure to be very thorough about talking to the public. Doesn't mean that I might get everybody's approval. I'm looking always for that 90% consensus, but it's something that we need to look at.
What's your level of optimism that you could get that federal funding, considering how frugal the federal government is? Or is there a chance that we could be sitting here in a few years from now having this conversation again?
Well, look, no matter what, you have to respond to changes in administration and move projects ahead that you think are competitive based on the new playing field. There's a huge advantage of this project is that we're moving from a $1.1 billion project to maybe somewhere around $400 million. And look, that will play well in D.C. When people look at projects and they see that we've tried to be very prudent with the federal spending, that will increase our chances. Additionally, when we move down and get a project like this that is more economically feasible, it will increase our score because we'll have a stronger local match component. All of the financials will look that much better. So I think this shift is exactly that. We are moving the pivot so that the project is more competitive for those hard-fought federal funds.
What would you say to people that are upset that the light rail is not being put in and instead it's being shifting to bus lines?
Well, look, I can't say that I'm not disappointed. I'd love to expand light rail. There's no question. It's a great conveyance, and it's been successful in the city of St. Louis. But we also can't move projects forward at any cost, right? There's always some analysis that we have to do in our obligation to those very same taxpayers to say what's affordable. And the feasibility of this project was getting very, very difficult. I think that this shift still maintains the viability with delivering transit. And that's what we need to do. Transformational transit assets within these communities.
Say the bus line's a huge success. Is there a chance 15, 20 years down the road we could be talking about, you know what, maybe let's put that light rail in?
Yeah, exactly. So one of the possibilities when you do a BRT line is when you have a dedicated right-of-way, you have a great streetscape that works. After we've had good operability, maybe we've had some of the great parallel development like we've had in the West End with light rail. And we have rooftops along, whether people live there or work there, that's how transit is successful. So maybe after we've had some success with the BRT line, we could shift to light rail. Always a possibility.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.